There are a lot of benefits to spending over a half a century in the same place and knowing people that are going places and doing things and remembering when Scott Davis first won the Iron Dog on what I thought was one of the most brutal races that had ever been conceived. And then he went on to win again and again. And seven times later, he has now been inducted to the Snow Machine Hall of Fame. I'm talking to Scott Davis over at Davis Block, which has been through a lot of changes since I first came here, Scott, and you were down there in Soldotna. But the success not only of your business, but of your extreme sport has been passed on to the next generation. And Corey has built himself a reputation. I suppose he'll be a Hall of Famer as well. But you just came back from being inducted. That must feel like quite an accomplishment, Scott.
Yeah, it was a huge honor. Had kind of given up on that. I was on the short list a few years ago and kind of forgot about it. And when I got the call and put together a group of Alaskans to go down there, my first Iron Dog partner, Steve Deptill, and my second Iron Dog partner, Gary Eoff, and some family got to go to St. Germain, Wisconsin, rented some snowmobiles and looked at see how it's done down there. But it was a huge honor, and had all the people that I looked up to in the past, the engineers, the racers, the pit crews, the mechanics, all those people, and to be in the same class as those guys is just huge honor.
I can remember when Ski-Doo won the product of the year in Michigan, where the invention first came out, and now to see that it's a global competition like this is quite a span of time, but also the technology. I can still see that first Ski-Doo in my mind, and I wouldn't have wanted to. As a matter of fact, I buried one in 6 feet of snow and couldn't get it out. But the whole sport, the whole engineering and technology has changed just in your career, right?
Yeah, I mean, I explained this to people in the past, when we, were on snowmobiles in 1984 and 85, in those years, we virtually had a compass in our pocket and topographical maps in our bag. And if we didn't know where we were going, we had to get those out and navigate by that. And now everybody has the track on a GPS and you're just following the magenta line, which makes and the technology for the snowmobiles, they're so much faster, so much more fuel efficient, so much more travel. The whole entire industry has just excelled.
Now, snow machining has gotten a global reputation. The Iron Dog, as well, is known as the ultimate race. Does the Hall of Fame include also other competitions?
Yeah, it's basically every kind of snowmobiling there is in North America. It's not just the United States. It actually includes Canada. And I'm not totally sure if it includes other countries or not, say Sweden or Norway or any of those countries. I'm not sure about that. So, but it is, they do recognize I was inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Snowmobile Hall of Fame, for my accomplishments with Iron Dog specifically.
Fantastic. It must feel like quite an achievement.
It is. And like I said, it's a huge honor, and to be in the same class as all the people I looked up to my whole life and tried to strive to be. We were part of engineering development of a lot of products through Articat over the years, and they did a really good job involving racers to help develop the product, and it was honored to do that along with both my kids.
Now, the only thing they could think of would be better than winning yourself is seeing your kid be successful. And I think the last time we interviewed, we talked to Corey, who, of course, has won many awards and has been an extreme sport competitor for many, many years now. But I guess he had a few problems this year, but he is trying to follow in your footsteps on the Iron Dog, is he not?
Yeah, he had run it a few times kind of when I was still running it. And then when I retired in 2015, I think it was 16 or 17, Corey and Ryan Simons won it. And he was out there again this year and had some insurmountable mechanical issues that took him out of the race. So it's the way the race is, to finish the race, which is now 2,500 miles. When I first started, it was 1,100 miles or 1,049 or whatever the Iditarod Trail is. And so, and in 93, it moved to a round trip to Nome and back, so it turned to 2,200. But now they include a loop that goes up through Kotzebue, Norvik, Selwick, Kiana, makes a loop up that way and back to Buckland. And so it is a tough race, and a lot can happen in 2,500 miles of a race in a snowmobile. A lot of weather can happen, a lot of mechanical failures, a lot of bumps and bruises along the way. And yeah, it's a world's toughest snowmobile race.
You and the machine, and it's not the dog sled. I've talked to Mitch Seavey after he became a multiple Iditarod winner, you know, and his comment was, it's not so much about how good you are, it's how good the trail is to you. Now, does that also apply in the Iron Dog? Do the conditions on the trail, and does the trail almost take on a metaphysical type of love for you when you're in the race going that many miles?
Well, I mean, I always, like I said, I say it's a third preparation, it's a third execution, it's a third luck. So, I mean, I think the luck of where you're at in the race and whether you're leading and you run into snow and how, you know, if you miss the pressure ridge that took the other team out, you know, I mean, there is a lot of luck involved, but if the more prepared you are and the more attention to detail, the better your chances of a good finish is.
Now, this year you probably haven't been on your snow machine or your sled, but the future, Scott, are you going to be out there again?
Oh, no, I think I'm fully retired. I mean, we got to do the ambassador class with Corey last year, so we got to ride out ahead and do a goodwill trip into all the villages and take the time to thank the people, all the volunteers along the way in those small little villages that don't see a lot of visitors, you know. So the Iron Dog could not happen without the involvement of those locals, and we just wanted to, on an annual basis, we try to do a goodwill event. Iron Dog tries to go out there and let the people know how important they are, and we could not do it without the locals, and they are absolutely 100% behind the race, and they open their homes and feed and house people, and it was really good to spend a little time out there with them last year when I could actually stop and say hi and talk about their families. And, you know, I mean, I've done it long enough, and, you know, I raced the first race in 1984 and went out there in the 40th anniversary of it. And there's, you know, some of those people, there's three generations since I first started going out there. So it was really a wonderful trip, if I'm on the trail, it'll be to support Corey.
Well, Scott, you've made the whole peninsula proud. You've put us on the map. You've developed a business here that in the good times and the bad times kept growing and kept providing jobs and work for our overall economy. So congratulations for being one of the legends, as Hobo Jim would say, of the Kenai Peninsula. Scott Davis is now a Hall of Fame snow machiner from Soldotna. I'm Merrill Sikorsky, returning you to that snow sledding sound of KSRM.